Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
J.R. Holmes and the Bloomington South Panthers head to the Seymour Regional tomorrow, where they'll take on another top five team, the New Albany Bulldogs, and Mr. Basketball favorite Romeo Langford. Our Terry Stoltz caught up with J.R. Holmes before the big game.
New Albany's playing really well right now.
Yes, they've been a loosey-goosey team all along. I think Jim's tells me this every time we talk, even yesterday. And, you know, he says, my thing is to get out of the way and let him play. They're not very structured. They don't do a lot of plays. They got two or three little things they do. They just give the ball to Romeo, and he just makes everybody else better. You know, he'll create shots for everybody else. And they got an outstanding shooter in the East kid. And so, I mean, you watch them. They'll fire 30-footers. They'll fire 40-footers. They'll drive the basket. I mean, they don't have any kind of a set pattern. They're just, I call it OG. Open gym ball.
Open gym,
they just come down and fired up with whatever they want, but they got some guys firing it pretty good.
Yeah, well, I mean, East himself's hitting 50% from three ball range.
Well, they probably got two Indiana All-Stars.
Sure, they should have.
You know, Jim's going to coach a team, so I'm sure. I told him yesterday, I said, don't feel bad about putting East on the All-Star
team. No.
I said, he's had a 4-year career. It's been pretty good. So, you know, they got two really top-notch players, and the other guys don't do anything to hurt them.
Right.
They rebound and they hit layups. The Stevenson kid and the Horgan kid will hit a three every once in a while. But basically they've hit the three for the last five games. So it's not like they're killing you.
No.
But they do seem like – it seems like every time we play them, they have somebody who hits a key shot and hasn't been hitting for them during the course of the time. So.
It's the Panthers and Bulldogs from Seymour, our Chalk Talk, where you can hear the full interview with Coach Holmes. Airs at noon tomorrow, the tip just after 12:30. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
A pair of top five teams will do battle tomorrow in the Seymour Regional, the Bloomington South Panthers and the New Albany Bulldogs. Terry Stoltz caught up with J.R. Holmes before the big game. How do you stop New Albany? How do you slow them down? What's going to be the key for the Panthers' success?
We know that probably going in that Romeo and East are going to get about 50 points. Between, you know, they're averaging over the last five games. They're averaging 53 points a game. Our job is to make sure that nobody else goes crazy, and then we try to score 55.
Right.
And maybe we can do some things to hold them down a little bit. You know, when we played them here in the regular season, both of those guys together only had like 40.
I think Romeo had 24 against you.
And then
the
I think East had 20-some, though.
Yeah.
They had 44. So if we could hold them to 44, 10 less than what they're doing right now, then I think we'd have a chance.
Yeah, and I don't look for Anthony Leal to have a 1-for-10 again. I mean, he's really playing a lot better. I thought that Sean East might be, if not as much, maybe more important to them than Romeo is.
Yeah, because Romeo can only score so many. They got to have somebody else. They had in the past years, they've always had two other scorers to shoot the ball. Now this year, East has picked up his scoring, looking to score more, looking to shoot more. You know, over the last five games, he's 26 for 48 on threes. I've been told before in basketball, if you have two really good players, you can win because those two can carry you, and another three has to have to know who those two are.
Right.
And the parents of those other three have to know who those two are, and those two need to get their shots.
Slow down Romeo, slow down Sean East, and the Panthers could pull the upset. Our coverage starts at noon tomorrow with Chalk Talk. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.